The U.S. Air Force is reversing course after removing video of Tuskegee Airmen from its training in response to President Trump's DEI ban. Now, the video is back with incoming Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth pushing the change. The Air Force removed the video from its curriculum for review, following Trump's executive order in his first week to remove all diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives at the federal level. Many criticized the move, including Republican Senator Katie Britt from Alabama, home of the Tuskegee training base where the Tuskegee Airmen got their name. Britt posted to X's Sunday, describing the decision to pause the videos as malicious compliance with the DEI review, and said President Trump celebrated the Tuskegee Airmen during his first term, promoting aviator Charles McGee to brigadier general and pinning his stars in the Oval Office. Hegseth, who was sworn in Friday, responded to Britt, "We're all over it, Senator. This will not stand." A few hours later, Hegseth posted another update. "This has been immediately reversed. Thank you, Senator Katie Britt. Video about women Air Force service pilots, known as WASPs, is also now back in the Air Force training curriculum after it was temporarily removed as the result of the DEI review." Brian Robinson, Air Education and Training Command commander for the Air Force, issued a statement Sunday saying the videos had not been specifically targeted for removal, but the overall DEI coursework removal was in compliance with President Trump's orders, announcing the training content would return Monday. Last week, the Trump administration emailed thousands of federal employees, ordering them to report anyone trying to disguise diversity initiatives in their agencies, or they would face adverse consequences. While Trump's executive order is limited to government agencies, several major companies have taken similar moves, including DEI training being scaled back at Meta, Amazon, and Target. Civil rights advocates argue DEI programs are needed to address inequities and structural racism. Critics of DEI programs say race and gender-focused initiatives are discriminatory and don't prioritize merit.